Thousands of years ago, in a city of this great world, the people of Eid were celebrating their idols, and everyone was busy. Suddenly, a man said loudly, "O people, listen, I am chosen by God as his prophet for you. I have come to tell you, from now on, do not worship idolatry and only worship the one and only God." The rich elites asked one another, "Who is this man? What does he say?" Prophet Nuh said, "These gods that you worship are false." One of the nobles shouted, "This is no our people. He is a liar because he is a carpenter and not a prophet of Allah. Do not listen to his words." The next day, Prophet Nuh again invited people to worship a single god, but only a handful of poor people listened to his words. Many years passed by. Nevertheless, Prophet Nuh continued to invite the people to the religion of God and said to them, "If you do not abandon idolatry, God will send you a great and severe torment." The idol worshippers laughed at his words and said, "Your God is false, but our idols are real." Some of them pointed Prophet Nuh out to their children and they said, "This man is lying." Even one of the sons of Prophet Nuh, called Canaan, not only didn't believe in the words of his father, but was liked by the unbelievers. One day, some of the nobles told Prophet Nuh, "Why are all your followers poor and weak? If you want our support, then get rid of these poor people." Prophet Nuh said, "I will not do this. These are my helpers and my people. If you don't oppress them and give them their rights, they would not be poor either." One of the nobles said, "Then stop opposing our faith." Another said, "Truly, where is the punishment of God? We are ready to receive this torment you speak of." Prophet Nuh became very sad because he saw that his efforts were in vain, and the disbelievers were not guided, and cursed them. "O God, do not put any of these unbelievers on the earth, because the rest of your brave people will be led astray too." God also revealed to Prophet Nuh, "Build a ship, because the punishment of God is near." Many years have passed. Idolaters continue to commit corruption and oppression, and they did not help the poor. One day, a revelation came to Prophet Nuh. "When you see the water is boiling from the tanner, know that the punishment of God is near. Build an ark and gather a pair of each animal, male and female." Prophet Nuh began to build a great ship on dry ground away from the sea. Soon the unbelievers became aware of this issue and went to Prophet Nuh and mocked him. One said, "The poor old man is crazy." Another grunted, "There is no sea here. Why are you making this gigantic ship? Who do you want to put in it?" One day, a woman was baking bread for the believers, when suddenly, boiled water came from inside the tanner. Prophet Nuh quickly took the animals to the ship, and everyone waited in the ship. The clouds darkened, and the wind blew terribly, and the sky thundered terribly. The rain plummeted, and the water boiled from the ground. Little by little, the ship shifted from its place and floated on the water. All the people shouted out of panic and ran away to find a safe place. Their efforts were useless. It was not until the tumultuous waves broke everything underwater that suddenly Prophet Nuh saw his son, Canaan, and shouted, "My son, come and believe. Come onto the ship." "I do not need your ship," exclaimed Canaan. "I will go to the top of the mountain. It is safer than this stupid ship." But at that very moment, a long wave took Canaan underwater and drowned him. All the people drowned, except those on the ship. After 40 days and nights, the rain stopped. The ship rested on a high mountain called Judi. Prophet Nuh, with the help of his companions, took the animals out of the ship. They started a new life, calmly and without any infidelities. They created beautiful fields and gardens. They built many houses and continued their lives comfortably and happily.